art enables us to find ourselves and lose ourselves at the same time. Thomas Merton, aka Father Louis.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Finding the voice is finding the why we create. The formation of the voice is guided by the critical and creative mind. Both are needed. Yes, I know. That episode probably would have been an okay episode, but I'm not releasing it because I'm a tad bit heated, and I know this probably belongs on Just Clay, but I will be putting it out here on Through My Lens. There is a feeling that the photography community feels like they can tell other people how to create. But more importantly, I feel that you, yes, you, I'm talking to you, should figure out why you want to create and create in the way that makes sense for you, that satisfies you. If overdone HDRs are what satisfies you, by all means, create overdone, overcooked HDRs. If you're happy with the creations that you're making, be happy. If that is your voice, that is your voice. All right, I'm calmed down now. Maybe later on in the year, I shall release the episode that I just interrupted. But I think more than anything, right now, I would like to say, figure out how to reignite the flame, the passion that you had for photography when you first started. Never let that flame be doused by anyone, any external forces, like another creator who feels that what you're doing is not good enough. If it feeds your soul creatively, it is good enough. If you feel like shooting nothing but sunsets or sunrises or the moon for that matter, by all means, keep shooting those things. Those are the things that feed you. Those are the things that make it something worthwhile doing for yourself. By all means, just keep doing it. So I had a blog post that I put up on cwdaily.com, and it was actually reshared on emulsive.org. And that was the blog post called Where To From Here. Now, the comments were actually really amazing. It got a lot of attention. I got a lot of people messaging me about it. But one comment in particular is the one that sort of made me step back and then made a response to that comment called No Outlet. And that post, No Outlet, is actually what is causing me to create this episode. So do not let anyone stop you from releasing stress. If photography is your outlet, let go with photography. If playing the piano is your outlet and you're not playing it well, but it actually helps you to release, keep doing it. We do not know what someone is going through in their lives. We have no idea what they're experiencing. So for you to, like, meaning you collectively, to look at someone's work and to say they're not doing a good job of something, what harm does it do you that they're not doing a good job at it? If it actually feels good to them, what harm does it do you? I think we need to sort of step back a little bit and remember that we're dealing with humans here. And I'm actually now not talking about my post, but just in general. You know, going on the forums now, it is very hard reading the comments in the different blog posts out there. Everyone is an expert now, an authority on what to do in, you know, many different situations. I mean, there are so many creatives that came before us that worked in such an unconventional manner, and yet they still did great work and thrived, and actually got us to perhaps change the way we saw things, because now the work that they produced became popular enough for us to accept it, right? But sometimes things are unconventional, and therefore We feel like, well, it's unconventional, so we must attack it. But why? Why attack it? There's always something to be seen in something that's unconventional. There's always something to be seen that's conventional, something that's overdone. Because the thing that is overdone has never been done by the person who just did it. So let's say, you know, I am taking a sunset in Deerfield Beach. That sunset in Deerfield Beach, taken on January the 28th at 5 p.m. or whatever time sunset is happening, did not happen before by me. It was created by someone else. Maybe not in that same spot. Definitely not at that same time. If I'm standing there, there's no one around me taking a shot of the sunset. But sunsets are, quotation marks here, overdone, correct? Yet, many people keep creating them. So I'm at a loss. But I think that we need to figure out how to allow people to have the space to say what it is they need to say creatively. There are podcasters who are creating podcasts that are perhaps not to your liking, but if it helps to get them to release something they, you know, they were pondering for a while, if they get to sort of mull it over like a sort of public journal, you know, you're not going to tell someone who's creating a journal that you're doing it wrong. Well, guess what? It's their journal. Now, if you so happen to listen to it and you enjoy it, great. If you don't enjoy it, guess what? Maybe the next episode is better. Maybe you'll find someone else doing a podcast that speaks to you. Or maybe you should do a podcast yourself. I feel that we have lost our humanity. It's so easy to hide behind our keyboards. More than anything, we have to find the passion. The passion for why it is we get up every day to create the things we create. You may go to a job where you put your all in and it drains you. And maybe then after this job of yours, you go home and you want something else. Maybe your job is some sort of mental, intellectual process. And you go home and maybe the thing you like doing are in-camera movement photography. Something to just release, something abstract. Yeah, 20 years from now, we'll probably see a bazillion in-camera movement photographers. And if you create that, some smart aleck is going to tell you that's already been done before. Yes, it has, but it hasn't been done by you. So guess what? Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So like I said, figure out how to reignite the passion you had for any of the creative endeavors you pursued. Keep going. Keep going. You have something to say. We all have something to say. And keep saying it. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Alrighty. I thank you so much for listening to this show. I'd like to ask a favor. Please do go out and review the podcast. Go to podchaser.com or go to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. I'd love a 5-star. If it's going to be less than a 5-star, please message me. Let's chat about it. No, I'm just kidding. I would love a 5-star. And I would love for you to share the show with your friends. And tell them that Clay is normally not ranty on Through My Lens. He's usually ranty on Just Clay. So I'd like to thank again Birdie Jones for supporting the show, Richard Daly for supporting the show, and Randall, I don't know if I could say your last name, but Randall, the newest supporter of the show, I thank you so much. And if you do message me, like I said, and you say it's okay for me to say your last name, I will definitely say your last name. But for now, I'll just say Randall. I thank you so much. And, you know, you could definitely go to cwdaily.com/support, and there you have the options to donate. Your options are the 99 cents, the $4.99, and $9.99. Any of those appreciated, of course. So thank you so much, and you will hear me in the next episode. Ciao. Jeez, Clay was so ranty this episode, wasn't he? Sometimes you have to rant.